B'siyata d'shmaya, Maseches Megillah Daf Chof Ches. We're going to start three lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Zayin Amud Beis. And now the Gemara goes back to the Chachomim who are Marich Yomim. Shalu Talmidov Shebelozo Ben Shamua. Bameh Herachto Yomim. Omar Lohem Miyomai Lo Yosisi Kapandria Lo Beis HaKnesses. I never used the Beis HaKnesses as a throughway. I never made a shortcut through a Beis HaKnesses. Even in a case where Me'ikra Adin it was Mutter. We're going to see on Daf Chof Tes Amud Aleph. When the Talmidim were sitting in the Beis HaMedrash, and they used to sit on mats on the floor, I didn't used to walk between them to go to my place, because walking between people who are sitting on the floor, it looks like you're stepping over their heads. And that's a bizoin. And whenever I did Birchas Kohanim, I made sure to make the bracha before it. The Vilna Gaon in Shulchan Aruch Yerachayim Simon Kuf Chof Ches Sif Yud Gimel brings proof from here that Me'ikar Adin there's no chiyuv to make this bracha. The Ritva in our sugya seems not to hold that way. Let's carry on the Gemara. Sha'alu Talmidov es Revi Preido Bameh Herachto Yomim Omar Lohem Miyomai Lo Kidmani Odom Lebeis HaMedrash. I was always the first one in the Beis HaMedrash early in the morning. V'loi Beirachti Lifnei Kohen. I made sure to always be mechabed a kohen by birchas hamozin by the suda. V'lo yochalti mi behemosh lehurmu matnoiser. I made sure before eating from an animal that the matnois kohuna, the zeroya, lechoyayim, and the keva that belong to the kohen have been given to the kohen. The Omar Rabbi Yitzchok Omar Rabbi Yochanan osur lechol mi behemosh lehurmu matnoiser. V'Omar Rabbi Yitzchok kol ha'ichol mi behemosh lehurmu matnoiser. If somebody does eat from an animal that the matnois kohuna have not been given, ki ilu eichol tvolim, it's compared and similar to eating tevel. V'les hilchas sekavosei. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yitzchok. It's mutter to eat from an animal that the matnois kohuna were not given. Nonetheless, Rav Preida was makbid not to eat from it. Now the Gemara is going to go back and focus on one of the points of Rav Preida. V'loi birachti lifnei kohen, you're attributing your long life, amongst other reasons, to the fact that you were always mechabed a kohen, even if the kohen was namoretz. Lememre d'mal yusehi, is that something positive? V'omar Rabbi Yechanon, did Rabbi Yechanon not say kol talmud chochem shemavorich lefonov afilu kohen gadol amoretz? Oysei talmud chochem chayev misa, a talmud chochem that is mechabed, even a kohen gadol, but he's namoretz, the talmud chochem is going to be punished. Chayev misa, shenemar, it says in the pasuk, kol mesanai o havu moves. Those who hate me, says the Torah, are punishable by death. Al tikri mesanai, don't read it. Mesanai meaning those who hate me, elo masnie, those who cause others to hate me. And when people see that the Talmud Chacham is giving cover to the Amoretz, they're going to come to hate the Torah. So why did you, Rav Preida, pride yourself with the fact that even a Kohen Amoretz, you let him do the Birchas Hamazon? Answers the Gemara, Kika Omar Ihu, when did Rav Preida make sure not to say Birchas Hamazon in the presence of a Kohen? B'shovin, when the Kohen was at least on the same caliber of Chachma as he was. And then it's mutter for Talmud Chacham to be makdim the Kohen. Continues the Gemara, Shoalu Talmidov Esob Nechunya Ben Hakono Bameh Herachto Yomim. Omar Lohem, Miyomai Loinis Kabadati Bekloin Chaveri. I never took advantage from my friend's embarrassment. But I also Almitosi Kililas Chaveri. I made sure to be meichel anybody that cursed me or hurt me before going to sleep. Uvatron b'mamoini hoyisi. When it came to monetary issues, I was always mevater. The Gemara is going to explain. Loinis kabadati b'kloin chaveri. What does that mean? Ki hod Rav Huna dorei moro akisfei. Rav Huna was carrying the tools used to plow a field on his shoulders. Also Rav Chono bar Chanilai. Rav Chono bar Chanilai came v'kod dorei minei. And he took the tool from him as a sign of respect for Rav Huna. Omar Lei, Rav Huna said, I regilas to Doris b'mosoich. If you, Rav Chono bar Chanilai, are used to carrying such a tool in your town, Dori, then it's okay, then you can carry it for me. V'iloi, if it's not common for you to walk around like this, then it's a bizoyin. Is yakure ano bezilusa didoch loy nicheli. I'm not comfortable that you're being mechabed me when it's costing you bizoyin. Continues the Gemara. When Rav Nechunya said, "V'loy also al mitosi kilelas chaveirei, ki ha de marzutra," a story with marzutra, ki have a solik lepuria. When he would go to sleep, Omar he would say, "Shrilei lechol man de tzaron." I meichel anybody that hurt me today. This is a practice which the Mishnah Berurah In Tzimun Reish Lamed Tes, Sifkoten Tes writes, Gam roi limchoi lekol mi shechoto kenegdoi v'tziaroi, ubizchuz zeh ha'odo marich yomim. The Zohar in Parashas Miketz, Daf Reish Aleph Amud Beis, brings that there was somebody who was not a particular Talmud Chacham, who was zeicha to a few tremendous nisim. And when he was asked by the Tanoim, what did you do that made you deserving of such nisim? And he said that I made sure that before I went to sleep, I was moichel everybody that might have hurt me that day. He added on that that's not enough, but from that day on, from when somebody hurt me, I would always make sure to do chasodim with the person who hurt me. That's how far he went to make sure not to hold any hurt against somebody else in his heart. And that person was Eicha Tarichas Yomim. He was saved from definite death on two occasions in this chus. Continues the Gemara. Vatron b'mamoini hoyisi. Rav Nechunya said that another one of the midos that he had that may have attributed to his long life is the fact that he was mevater, do'omar mar. Because Rav Abba bar Shmuel and Baba Basra Daftez Vavam Adbei said, Ioiv vatron b'mamoini hava. Ioiv was also very much mevater when it came to money issues. Shahoyo maniach pruto lechen v'ni mimamoini. When he would buy something in the shop, and the shopkeeper would need to give him back a pruta change, or chetzi pruta change, and since there is no coin of chetzi prutas, the shopkeeper would give the buyer an egg or something very cheap as change that he owes him. And Iyav was used to not taking that change and just being mevater. Continues the Gemara. Shoal Reb Akiva es Reb Nechunya HaGodol. And the Sefer Yuchsin writes that this is Reb Nechunya ben Akona. Omar loy, bamei erachto yomim. Also, Gavzei, the servants that were serving Rabbi Nechunya, came, v'komochule. They hit Rabbi Akiva for asking the question. It seemed to them that Rabbi Akiva was not happy with the fact that Rabbi Nechunya had long life. Solik Yosef Areisha de Dikla. Rabbi Akiva, trying to protect himself from the whips of these servants, he went and he sat on top of a dekel, a date palm. Omar Le, Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Nechunya, Rebbe, my Rebbe, it says in the pasuk by Korban Tomid, "Es keves echod taseh v'boiker." So he asked, "Im nemar keves, lomo nemar echod?" It doesn't need to say a double loshen, keves in singular term and echod meaning one. Omar luhu. When Reb Nechunya heard this question from Reb Akiva, he realized that Tzurvim Rabbonon Hu, that Reb Akiva is a Talmud Chacham, and he told his servant, "Shavkuhu, leave him alone. Don't hit him. He's not coming to tell me that he's not happy with the fact that I'm still alive. He came here in order to learn from me. He wants to copy my good ways." Omar Le, Ibn Chunyo wanted to answer the question that Rabbi Kiva asked on the Keves Echod, and he said, Echod miyuchud shebe'edrei. Echod doesn't mean one, it means miyuchud. It should be the best one in the herd. Omar Le, he also told Rabbi Kiva regarding your question, why I was deserving of long life, miyomai lo kibalti matonis. I was careful not to take gifts from people. I wouldn't stand up for my beliefs. If somebody hurt me, I wouldn't punish them. And I used to be mevatar when it came to money. And the Sefer Yuchsin explains that these three things are the same three things that Ibn Chunya told his Talmidim that we mentioned just before. The Gemara is going to explain. Lo kibalti matonis, when he said that there was a maila, that he didn't take matonis. When the Nasi would send Rebbe Lozor gifts, he wouldn't take them. When they would invite him to come for a meal, he wouldn't take the offer. Omar Luhu, Rebbe Lozor said to the people in the home of the Nasi, do you not want me to live? Refusing gifts is a skula for long life. If I'm going to receive matonis, I'm going to have shorter life. And Ibn Chunya was also makpid on this. And that's why he had long life. Another story in this inyan, Reb Zeira, ki have a mashadri lei mi beinasiya. When the home of the Nasi would send Reb Zeira matonis, lo have a shokil, he wouldn't take them. For the same reason. However, ki have a mezamni lei, when they would invite him, ozil, he would go. And he explained, Omar, he said, is yakure de mesyakrabi. My going is giving them covered. I'm giving, I'm not taking. They're not giving me a matana. I'm giving them covered. Now the Gemara continues explaining Reb Nechunya. Somebody who works on himself, and even though his natural natia, his tendency would be to take revenge, Mesilas Yesharim says revenge is mosek midvash. And somebody who is makbid, not to be mavir al midaisov, mavirin mimenu kol pshov. The midas hadin is not medaktik on him either, and his averas get pushed aside. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, when we come to praise Hashem, it says, Mikel kamoicha, noise ovoin v'oivir al pesha. Hashem just passes over the chatoim. Lemi, noise ovoin. Who's deserving of noise ovoin, of his averus being nimchal? Lemi sha'oivir al pesha. For somebody who's happy to forego the wrongs that his friend has done to him. Continues the Gemara, Shoal, Rebbe, as Rabbi Yehuda Nosi, as Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho, Bamei rachta yomim. Omar Rabbi Yeshua said to him, do you have a problem with the fact that I'm still alive? He said to him, Rebbe, Minim Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho, Torahi. Whatever it was that caused you arichas yomim, it's Torah. V'lilmoid ani tzorich. I want to learn it. Maybe I can also be mekayim it. Omar loy, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho said to him, Miyomai loy nistakalti bidmus adam rosha. I was makbid not to look at the face of a rosha. Where did he take this from? Domer Rabbi Yechanan, Osur la'odam nistakil b'tzelem dmus Odom Rosha. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk that Elisha told Yehoram, Melech Yisrael, Lule pnei Yehoshaphat, Melech Yehuda, ani noisei, im abit eilecho v'im erako. If not for the fact that I have respect for Yehoshaphat, I wouldn't turn to you, I wouldn't look at you. So you see that Elisha was makbid not to look at the face of Yehoram Harosha. The Gemara adds, Rebbe Lozo Imer, Einov Keyos. If somebody looks in the face of a Rasha, it can cause his eyesight to get weaker. Shenemar, we see from the fact that Yitzchak wanted to give Esav a bracha, and he said, Vayihi ki zoke in Yitzchak, vatichenu einov mirois. Why doesn't it just say, vatichenu einov? His eyes became blind. What's mirois? From seeing. So the Gemara says, mirois is the reason why he became blind. Mishum de istakil be Esav Arasha. He looked at Esav Arasha, and that's what caused him to lose his eyesight. Asked the Gemara, Vaha Garmele, is that the reason Yitzchak became blind? Va'omer b'Yitzchak, La'ilom al tehi kilelas hedyot kalo be'inecho. Don't take the curse of a hedyot lightly. Shari Avimelech kilele sora. V'niskaimo bezara. Avimelech cursed sora, that her eyesight should become weak. And that klola was niskayim with Sarah's child Yitzchak. Where do we find that Avimelech cursed Sarah? Shenemar, hinehu loch kusus einayim. Even though the poshup shat in the pasuk is that Avimelech told Sarah that I gave Avram lots of riches, and those riches are going to cover the eyes of those that would be mezalzel in you. If I'll just return you to Avram, your husband, without giving him riches, people will think that I abused you. But now that they see that I've given him a lot of money, they'll realize that a big mess happened and I was forced to give you back to Avram before I could abuse you. And that means that the eyes of those who would have been mezalzel in you are now covered over. But the Gemara here says that Ksus Einayim was a curse that Avimelech gave Sarah, that she should become blind, and it was Niskayim by Yitzchak. So how can you, Rebbe Lozo, say that Yitzchak became blind because he looked at Esav Arasha? Answers the Gemara, ha v'ha gormali. It was the two things together that made Yitzchak blind. Another source that looking at the face of Arasha is Osir, Rava Omar, mehocha, you learn it from here. The Pasuk says in Mishli, se'es p'nei Arasha loy toiv. It's not good to look at the face of Arasha. Now another incident that happened regarding the long life of Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho, b'shas p'tirosoi, just before Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho was nifta, Omar loy, Rebbe said to Rabbi Yeshua, Rebbe borcheni, give me a bracha. Omar loy, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho said, yehi rotzoin shetagia lechetzi yomai, I give you a bracha, you should live at least as long as half of my lifetime. Rebbe asked him, ulukulhu, loy, you're not giving me a bracha that I should live as long as you lived, why only half? Omar loy, Rabbi Yeshua answered him, Haboy macharecha behema yiru? Your children are shepherds. You're a nasi, and your children are going to be capable of taking over the nasius. If you're going to live as long as I live, your children will be without the nasius their whole lives. Do you not want your children to become nasiim? Now continuing with the inyan of not looking at an Odom Rosha, Avua bar ihi uminyomin bar ihi, Chad Omar, one of them said, Teisi li deloy istakli begoy. I will still be rewarded for the fact that I never looked at a goy. V'chad Omar, the other one said, Teisi li deloy avodi shutfus b'had a goy. I will be rewarded that I never became a partner with a goy. It seems that they managed to stay away from goyim, but they did not manage to not look at a Yisrael Rosha. Continues the Gemara, Sha'alu talmidov es Reb Zeira, Bamei herachto yomim, Omar lohem, Miyomai lo ikpadati b'seich beisi. I never got annoyed in my house. V'loi tu'adati b'fnei mi she'gadol mimeni. I never walked in front of somebody who was greater than me. I didn't focus on Torah thoughts when I was in places that amatunaf are inappropriate for Torah thoughts. I never went 4 amos without thinking in Torah and without wearing my tefillin. Not only did I not sleep a permanent sleep in a Beis HaMedrash, but even a Sheinas Arai, which is Muta, I also didn't sleep. When my friend made a mistake, it didn't cause me any happiness. A derogatory nickname, I never called my friend. Some say that Reb Zeira said, a derogatory name that was running in his family. Says the Mishnah, we're continuing discussing the halachos of a Beis HaKnesses and the things that are also to do in a Beis HaKnesses because of the Kedushas HaMokim. V'oid Omar Rabbi Yehuda, besides what he already said in the Mishnah previously, that one's allowed to sell a Beis HaKnesses l'shem chotzer, he said Beis HaKnesses shechorav, even after a shul has become destroyed, it's still got Kedusha. And therefore, ein maspidin b'soichai, one doesn't use it as a place to give hespedim. Ve'ein mafshilin b'soichai chavolim, one doesn't use it as a place where threads are woven into ropes. Ve'ein pirsin l'toichai mutsudais, one doesn't set up traps there to catch chayas oifais. Ve'ein shoitchin al gagoi peirais, would not spread out fruit on the roof of that shul for them to dry there. One should not walk through it and use it as a shortcut. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, "V'hashimoisi es mikdashechem." And since it doesn't say "V'es mikdashechem eshemim," so it seems to be that kedusha osam afka shehin shemimin. Even though they're going to become shemim, desolate, nonetheless, there's still kedusha there. Another halacha with the Beis HaKnesses, olu boyasovim, if after the Beis HaKnesses got destroyed, plantation started growing there, lo yitlish, you shouldn't uproot them, mipnei agmas nefesh, because seeing it will arouse in us the pain and the longing for this shul to be rebuilt, and it will cause us to daven that indeed it should get rebuilt. And therefore one should leave the plantation there as a reminder. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, we learnt in a braisa, bote knesiyos ein noyagin ben kalus roish. One's not allowed to be light-headed there. What does that mean? Ein oichlin ben, one shouldn't eat there, ben chasin ben, one shouldn't drink there. Ve'in ne'oisin bohen, it's not a place where a person is supposed to beautify himself. Ve'in metailin bohen, one doesn't go for walks there. Ve'in nechnosin bohen b'chamo, one doesn't use it as a shade b'pnei achamo. V'loi b'gashomim b'pnei agashomim, not to use it as a shelter from the rain. Ve'in maspidin bohen, hesped shel yochid, one is not allowed to use it to give a hesped on a yochid. The Gemara is going to explain soon what this means. Aval kirin bohen, one's allowed to learn Torah there. V'shoinin bohen, one can learn Torah shebal peh there. U'maspidin bohen, hesped shel rabim. A hesped shel rabim, one is allowed to do that. This means a hesped of a Talmud Chacham, that many people come to be mechabed him. And since the Beis HaKnesses is very broad and big, there's a lot of space there, it's a ra'i to do a hesped like that in the Beis HaKnesses. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Amosai, when does one take care to make sure that there's no plantation that grows in a Beis HaKnesses? But Yeshuvan, when the shuls are still being used, Aval b'churbanon, after they become desolate, manichin oison, we leave them, v'oilin ben asovim, and the plantation grows there, v'lo yitlish, one does not uproot the plantation, mipnei agmas nefesh. Ask the Gemara Rabbi Yehuda, asovim mandachar shmei. Where did the Tanakhama mention the plantation, as if the Tanakhama said, make sure there's no plantation, and Rabbi Yehuda responded, Amosai. Answers the Gemara, chasuri mechasra v'hochik. We have to read the braisa as follows. That the Tanakhama held umachabdin oison. We clear the bote knesses. We sweep them, we clean them, umarbitzin oison, and we pour water there in order that the dust shouldn't settle there. Kedei shelo yalu ben asovim, and that will help that there won't be any plantation growing wild in the Beis HaKnesses. To that Rabbi Yehuda responded, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Eimosai, when are we mechabdin umarbitzin? B'yishuvon, aval b'churbonon, manichin oison. Lalois, we let the plantation grow. Olu ben asovim, lo yitleish, mepnei agmas nefesh. Now the Gemara is going to explain that there are certain cases when one may do those things that we just saw in the Braisa. Omer Abasi, Bote Knesias Sheba Bovel Al Tanai Hein Asuin. When they built the Bote Knesias in Bovel, they made a condition that they would be allowed to use it for Tzorach Eichel, and therefore one's allowed to eat there, one's allowed to drink there, and do other things there. V'Aval Pikein, even though they were built Al Tanai, Ein Neagim Ben Kalas Roish. There are certain things one's not allowed to do there. Umayinu, what type of Kalas Roish? Of lightheadedness is also to do that. What is the Gemara Cheshbonis? Just to use it as a place to work out one's accounts, that's a big bizoyin and it's osa. But the other things mentioned in the Braisa are muta. Omer Avasi, Beis HaKnesses, Shemachashvin Boi Cheshbonis, Malinin Boi Hamis. A Beis HaKnesses, which is used to work out accounts, is a place where one should leave a nifter before his burial the next day. Asks the Gemara, Malinin Salkadaitoch? What, we have to go out of our way to find a mace to keep in that shul? Says the Gemara, no. Ela, what Rav Asi meant was, L'soif she'olinu boi mace mitzvah. As a punishment for being mevaza a shul and doing accounts there, it will happen that there will be people that are going to die in that town, and those people will not have anyone to take care of their burial, and they're going to end up being left overnight in the Beis HaKnesses as a mes mitzvah. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Braisa that one of the things one should not do in a Beis HaKnesses is Ein Ne'osin Bahen. Omar Rava. Rava said, Chachomim v'talmidehin mutorin. The Chachomim and the Talmidim of the Chachomim are allowed to use the Beis HaMedrash for their own use. Domar Beshua ben Levi, my Bei Rabbonon. Why do people call the Beis HaMedrash the home of the Rabbonon? Because Beis of the Rabbonon, it's like their homes, and whatever they're allowed to do in their homes, they're allowed to do in the Beis HaKnesses. We also saw in the Braisa that Ve'enu Nichnosin Bohen B'chamo M'pnei Chamo U'Bagashomim M'pnei Gashomim. You should not use the Beis HaKnesses as a shelter. The Gemara says, Ki Hod Ravina Rav Ada Bar Masna Habakaimi B'Shali She'elta. Ravina and Rav Ada Bar Masna, they were standing and asking a Shaila of Divrei Torah, Mirova Osa Zilcha Demitra. It started pouring with rain. Aile Lebei Knishta, and they went into the Beis HaKnesses. Omri, the Amoraim explained themselves and said, Haida Linon Lebei Knishta, to this that we went into the Beis HaKnesses, lav mishum mitra, not because it was raining outside, elo mishum deshmaita bo yitzilusa, kiyoyma deistana. In order to fully grasp the depth of the Torah, one needs to have a very clear mind, like a day where the northern wind is blowing, today where there's a lot of light, and people are calm. Had we not been discussing Divrei Torah, we would not have gone into the Beis HaKnesses just because of the rain. The Mershonim and the Mefarshim ask here that since they were Talmidei Chachomim, why were they not allowed to go into the shul just for shelter? We just said before that they could use the Beis HaKnesses in the same way as they would use their own homes. There are a number of answers offered. Let's continue the Gemara. We saw that one's not allowed to just go through a shul and use it as a shortcut, as a throughway. Omar le'Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rava le'Rav Ashi. A person who needs to call somebody who's in a Beis HaKnesses. My, what should he do? He's not allowed to go into the Beis HaKnesses without a good reason. Omar Lei. Ravashi answered, if this person who's going in is a Talmud Chacham, he should go in and say, Advar Alocha. V'itanahu, leimu masnita. If he only knows Mishnayos, he should say a Mishnah. V'ikorahu, leimu psuka. If he only knows Torah, Shebichtav, he should say a Pasuk. V'iloi, if he doesn't know any of these, leimu leili yinuka, eimu li psukecha. He should say to a child, tell me a Pasuk. Inami nishe purta v'nekam. When he goes in, he should wait a little bit, and then he should go out. And just being in a shul is a mitzvah in its own right. And then he can call his friend. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Braisa that one is not allowed to give a hesped shel yochid in a Beis HaKnesses, but umaspidin bohen hesped shel rabbim. The Gemara is now going to discuss what is a hesped shel rabbim. Heicha domi aspeida de rabbim. Mechvei Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda pointed with his hands and showed, kegoin aspeida de koi be Rav Sheshes. When Rav Sheshes is going to pass away, the hesped on him is going to be a hesped de rabbim. Machvei Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes showed with his hands and pointed to Rav Chisda and he said, Kegoin hespeda dekoi bei Rav Chisda. When Rav Chisda is going to pass away, the hesped on him is going to be a hesped tel rabbim. But some gerusoyes in Rashi that it's not that Rav Chisda or Rav Sheshes themselves will pass away, but one of their family members. Now the Gemara is telling us now a story of this inyan. Raphram was the name of a chacham. Aspeto lekalose beveiknishta. When his son's wife passed away, he gave a hesped in the Beis HaKnesses. Omar, and he said, Mishum yukoro didi, for my kovod, udumiso, and for the kovod of the nifteres, also kule alma. Everybody came to the hesped. And that's why it's called the hesped to Rabim, and is mutter in the Beis HaKnesses. Reb Zera, softe lahumer abonon beveiknishta. Reb Zera gave a hesped on one of the chachomim in the Beis HaKnesses. Omar, and he said, Imishum yukoro didi, either because of my kovod, Imishum yukoro demesa, or didei, demesa. However you're gairus, but people are coming for the kovod of the niftar. Also kule alma, everybody's going to come to the hesped, and that's why it's called the hesped to Rabim. Resh Lakish, softe lahu tzover merabonon. Resh Lakish gave a hesped on a chacham in a Beis HaKnesses. Tishchiach ba'aretz Yisrael. This chacham was used to being in Eretz Yisrael, even though he didn't really live there. Tehavetone hilchasa be'esrim ba'arba shurasa. He would teach Mishnayos to 24 rows of Talmidim. Omar, he said in the Hesped, Vai, woe, Chasra Arad Yisrael Gavra Rabba. Eretz Yisrael lost a big man. Hahu Dehavatone, there was a person in Bovel who would teach himself Hilchasa, Mishnayos, Sifra, the Sifrei, which are the Midrashim on the Torah, the Tisefta, which is Brises, Ushchevin, he was Nifta. Also, Vaomru Leil Rav Nachman, they came to Rav Nachman and said, Lispadei Mar. You should give a hesped on him. Omar of Nachman said, Hey Chanispede, what should I say about him? Hai tzano de mole sifra de chosar. He's like a box full of sforim. In the same way as the box doesn't understand anything that is written in the sforim, so too, he didn't understand anything he learned. Because he was not meshamesh tamidei chachomim to understand the reasoning behind the Mishnayos and the Braises. From these two stories, the Gemara concludes, Tochazi, ma bein takifei de'arad Yisrael lechasidei de'bovel. See the difference between the very sharp heads of Eretz Yisrael and the very righteous people from Bovel. The Resh Lakish, even though he was from the Gedolei Eretz Yisrael, he was very humble, and he gave a hesped on that Talmud Chacham. But Rav Nachman, who was from the righteous of Bovel, did not want to give a hesped on the Talmud Chacham, since that Talmud Chacham didn't do Shimush Tamidei Chachamim. And now the Gemara continues in the inyan of Shimush Tamidei Chachamim. Tanan Hasam we learned in Maseches Ovis, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Gimel, that Hillel said, Ud Ishtamesh Betoga Cholof. Somebody who takes advantage of and uses the Keser Torah just gets passed away from the world. The Gemara explains, Toni Resh Lakish, Zeh Mishtameish B'mi Sheshoyne Alochis. Somebody who makes use of somebody who learns Mishnayos, and the Mishnayos are the Kisra Shel Torah, the crown of Torah. V'oma Ula, if you have no choice and you have to make use of somebody who's learned Torah, then Lishtameish Inish B'man D'Toni Arba, better to use somebody who's learned four Dorim of the six Sidrei Mishnayos, which is Moed, Nezikim, Noshim, and Kochim, but don't use somebody who's learnt the four storim of Gemara. Because the maila of somebody who's learning Gemara is much, much more than the maila of somebody who's learning Mishnayos. The reason the Gemara mentions four storim is because Seder Zeroim is not noeg in Chutz Laretz, and Seder Tyrus is not noeg bichlal today. And that's why it's common to find people who are proficiently versed in Moed, Nezikim, Noshim, and Kochim, and less in Zroim and Tyrus. And even though Kochim doesn't apply so much today either, but the Gemara says in Menachos Daf Kufiyud Amud Aleph that if somebody learns the halachas of Avoid in the Beis Hamikdash, it's Ki'ilu Hikriv in the Beis Hamikdash. And that's why there's some level of Lamaisa in it even today. Can we explain this Gemara based on Rashi in Bab Metzia Kufiyud Aleph Amud Beis and the Marsha here in Megillah? Continues the Gemara. Ki hod Resh Lakish hava ozil b'urcha. Lakish was going on the way. Mota urka modemaya. He came to a big puddle. Osa ahu gavra. Arka ve'akasvei. Somebody came and carried Resh Lakish on his shoulders. V'kom avarilei. And he carried him over the water. Whilst Resh Lakish was being carried through the water, Omar lei, Resh Lakish said to the person carrying him, Koreis, do you know how to read Chumish? Omar lei, Koreina, I know how to read Chumish. Tanais, you know how to learn Mishnayos? He answered, Tanaino, Arbo, Sidre Mishnah. I learned four storim of Mishnayos. Omar Leish Lakish said to him in wonder, Psalt Loch Arbo Ture, you've dug for yourself. You've attained four storim of Mishnayos. V'tanto Bar Lakish Akseivcha. And you carried the son of Lakish on your shoulders. Shdei Bar Lakisha B'maya. throw the son of Lachish, throw me, Rish Lachish, into the water. It's also for me to take advantage of you. Omar Lei, this person said to Rish Lachish, Nichali de Asham Einon Lemar. You're giving me covered by allowing me to serve you. So Rish Lachish answered, Yehochi, if so, Gmur mini ha milsa. I want to teach you halacha. The Omar Abzera said, Benois Yisrael, Hein hechmiru al atzmon, Sha'afil royo yis tipis dam, kechardel. Even if they see just a drop of dung as small as mustard, Yoshvais Olav Shiva Nakim. Even though Minatera, they don't need to be Yoshevis Shiva Nakim. It's enough if they count 7 days, even if they're not all Nakim. Nonetheless, they were Machmir, as if they saw dam in the Yemei Zivois, and it's as if they were Zivog Doila, that you have to wait Shiva Nakim. And that's a Chumra of the Benois Yisrael. And now that I've taught you a halacha, it's as if you're my Talmud. And if you're my Talmud, then you can serve me. You can continue carrying me. And now the Gemara is going to bring a memra about learning halachis. Tana d'Bei Eliyahu, in the Sefer written by Eliyahu Anovi, known as Tana d'Bei Eliyahu, in Zutta Perek Beis, it says as follows, Kol hasheine halachis. Anyone who learns halachis, which Rashi and Nida Ein Gimel Amud Aleph seems to understand, it means Mishnayos and Brises and Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Muvtach lo yishuv ben oilam abo. He's certainly a ben oilam abo. Shenemar halicho is oilam loy. The pasuk in Habakkuk says, regarding the gadlus of Hashem, that all the halicho is oilam, everything that's happening in the world, loy, they're his. And the drasha is, al tikra halichos, elo halachos. And the drasha goes that anybody that learns halachos, he will have an oilam. Which oilam? Oilam abo.